Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Harios is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'iloi Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Yod, which begins with the Mishnah before on the bottom of the Tesma base. The Mishnah says as follows, Koyim Mashiach Shechata V'achakach Avar Mimishichusay. V'chinasi shechata v'achach over megdulasai, koi Mashiach may be par, v'anasi may be soyer. Mashiach shover, may mishuchusai v'achach hachata, v'chinanasi shover megdulasai v'achach hachata, koi Mashiach may be par, v'anasi kehedyet. This, then the seif of our Mishnah, the Tana differentiates between a koi Mashiach was chaytu l'achar shover may mishuchusai, and the Nasi that was chaytu la'achar sha'avar migdulasei, we find in our Gemara that is based on drashas of psokim. In the Gemara Sari in Yuman that we base, we find that the Gemara Sari explains pshat in this that the Torah was mechalek between a kohen gadol sha'avar mei mishuchusei and a Nasi sha'avar migdulasei. And the Gemara Sari says as follows, that mishum ha'achi pol grachmona b'mashuach ha'nasi mishum da'ad ha'nasi mei b'sar la mishum kedushahu. And so too we find in the Tri Evan and Megillah Daf Tes Amid Beis. That is how the Tri Evan explains the difference between a Koyim Asher Shavar Mei Mishuchusein and Nasi Shavar Megdulasei. In the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph, we find that the Mishnah says as follows, E Mekoyin HaMashamash HaKoyin Shavar El HaPar Yom HaKippurim HaSira Seifa. But Zav is Ashavim Bavidus Yom HaKippurim Umetzovim Al HaBasula VaSurim Al HaAlmana Ve'ena Metamim B'Kreveim Voipurim, Voiparmim, Umachsirin Haritzeach. From the Mishnah one sees that a Kohen Gadol shall over may Meshuchusei, but still, it is Dinek a Kohen Gadol. And for that reason, he is Shava Bavidus Yom HaKippurim, and he is Mutzuva ala Besuva Vasurim ala Mona Ve'ena Metame Bekreveim, and other Alochas that a Kohen Gadol has. In the Tri Evan, we find that the Tri Evan asks the following kasha. From this, that we find the Tesis and Yuma Daf Yibes and Yibes brings down from the Yerushalmi that a Kohen Gadol is Mismana Bepeh Umestalek Bepeh. From the Yerushalmi, one sees that a Kohen Gadol is Mestalek Bepeh. To answer the kasha of the Tri Evan, we find that the Beskirov answers the kasha as follows. This that the Yerushalmi says that a Kohen Gadol is Mismana Bepeh Umestalek Bepeh is as far as the din minoy of a Kohen Gadol. In other words, Kohen Gadol is made up of two things. There is a minoy of Kohen Gadol, and there is a minoy to the srora of Kohuna Gadola, and then there is Kedushas Kohuna Gadola. And as far as minoy or sroras Kohuna Gadola, thou alchiz mesmane beper umestalek beper. But as far as Kedushas Kohen Gadol is concerned, we do not say Mismane Bepeh Umestalek Bepeh, but rather the halach is that he is Neskadish B'Shem and HaMishcha, and he cannot be Nestalek from his Kedusha. And the Beskrov goes on to say, this that we find that the Mishnah says, that even a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar Mei Mishuchusei, still as halachas of a Kohen Gadol, is based on his Mishicha Lekuna Gedola. And those halachas are dependent upon Kedushas Kehuna Gedola. That's how the Beskrov answers the kasha of the Tri Evan. So again, both the Tri Evan and the Beskrov understand that even la'achar sha'avar mei mishuchusei, but still he has kedushas kohuna gedola, based on this that he was nimshach. And as the Tri Evan explains, for that reason, a mashuach sha'avar v'chata is maybe par, since the kedushas kohuna gedola is still in place. In the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos, we find that the Rambam explains the difference between a Kohen Shavar Mimshichusai and a Nasi Shavar Midulasi as follows. That by a Kohen Mashiach, who is Nimshach v'Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen HaMishcha Shnimshach by Einei Mevatel Maseyu. Vein hevdo beinoi vein kengoldo ameshamesh. Aval nasi einoi gedua elak shemitzva se nasis. Ukeshabato nyenzaharei hukehedyet. From the Rambam, it is mashma that the entire difference between a kohen shaver me mishuchusai and a nasi shaver me dulasi is this. That kohen was nimshach b'shemen hamishcha on the other end, and nasi was not nimshach b'shemen hamishcha. But as we find in the Yerushalmi in our perek, in the Yerushalmi one clearly sees, that even if one has a melech shenimshach b'shemen hamishcha, but still once he was aver me dulasi, he is considered like a regular hadyit. As Yerushalmi says, that kol eisan vav chadashim sheidave bayreach neav shalom benoy hayim eskarpoy besira kehedyet. Even though davar malch is nimshach b'shemen hamishcha. So to explain pshat in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, okay, one can explain pshat in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis as one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis by saying that there is a difference between the Meshicha b'shemen hamishcha of a kohen gadol and the Meshicha b'shemen hamishcha of a melech. As far as the Meshicha b'shemen hamishcha of a kohen gadol with the Meshicha, he was in Skadish v'ktushas kohuna gedola. On the other hand, by the Shemen HaMishcha, with which they were Meshach HaMelech, with the Meshicha B'Shemen HaMishcha V'Melech, all one has the Minoy, and the Minoy Malchus takes place with the Meshicha B'Shemen HaMishcha. But since all that takes place is a Minoy, for that reason once he was Avar, it is Dinoy Kehadyit. Only as far as the Kohen Gadol was in Skadish, the Meshicha Shemen HaMishcha do we say that the Kedusha remains forever. And for that reason, if he was chayte la'achar sha'avar me'mishuchuse, he still brings a par. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat to the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat to the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis is by saying that as far as kohen gadol is concerned, the din of a kohen gadol to bring a par is dependent upon meshicha. On the other hand, the din of a nasi to bring a sawyer is not dependent upon meshicha. But rather, all it is dependent upon his gedua, based on this, that he is a melech. And since the din of a nasi b'soyer is dependent upon his gedua, with this, that he is a melech, for that reason, it is dependent if mitzvah say is nasis or not. If at this point of time, it is no longer mitzvah say nasis, he no longer has gedua, and as long as his gedua is nespatzo, he will be considered like a regular hadyit. In Avnezer and Yerideus and Shin Yud Beis Ois Tesfah, we find a similar mahalach that Avnezer explains. This that we find, that Oisan Vav Chadashim Sheidav Bariach Mnev Shalom Benoy Haim Eskarpoy Besira Kehedyit. This that he was in Eskarpoy Kehedyit is not because David HaMelech was no longer considered the melech, but rather, even at the time that he was Bariach, he was still considered a melech. As we find in the Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchus Malachim Malachaches, that Shimon ben Gera was Chayimisa since he was Meirid b'Malchus, and Shimon HaMelech was Meirid at the time that David HaMelech was Bereach. So from there one clearly sees that even at the time that David HaMelech was Bereach, but still he was considered a Melech, and one has the Halachas of Meirid b'Malchus. This that Yerushalmi says, that Oysan Vav Chadashim Hayadinei Besira Kehedyet, is because as far as this that we say that a melech is chayev besar, there is a tnai shoyei al gabav el Hashem oikov. That is another mahalech with which one can explain pshat. In this, that based on the drashas that our Gemara brings down, the Mishnah is mahalek between kohen moshiach shavar me mishuchusai and the nasi shavar me gdulasai. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah brings down the following mahalekis between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. In a case of Chatu, Achu, Nismanu, Va'ahakach, Nismanu, that according to Tanakama, the Allah is Hari Eilu Kedyotes. Reb Shimon, on the other hand, says it depends. Im Neidulam Achu, Nismanu, Chayavin, but let's say it was Neidulam Mish, Nismanu, Pturin. Rashi explains Pshat, in this Reb Shimon says that one needs Neidah Achu, Nismanu, in order to be Chayavin, is because Reb Shimon understands Achatav Yediya Boi. And Rashi goes on to say, "V'adin the pog of Shimon bereisha that yainasi shachata v'achachava midulase mevi soyer." Do Reb Shimon kamer nami? It depends if it was neidli mishavar or not. And if it was neidli mishavar, Ein mevi sar de chatav yidiyabai keshehu nasi. In the Sefer Yagavar we find that Ritzar Anshberg makes the following diakon Rashi. What is Prat in this Rashi says? The Reb Shimon is chilek on the Risha. In a case of nasi shechata v'achakach avar megdulasai, that if it was neida la'achar shavar megdulasai that he is potter. Why didn't Rashi say that so too Reb Shimon argues on the case of Kaya Mashiach Shechata V'achakach Avar Meimeshuchusai? So from the Diak Lashon of Rashi, Rabbi Tzar Ranchberg proves that Rashi understands that even according to Reb Shimon, by Kayan that was Chayta and then he was Avar Meimeshuchusai, even though the Diak took place La'achar Shavar Meimeshuchusai, but still the Lach will be that he is Mevi Par. And so too, the Bitzar Antre brings down from the Sefer Mugging Gibayim. The Mugging Gibayim asks the following Kasha, if we are to understand like Rashi, the Reb Shimon is Chilek on the first Mishnah as well. If so, what is Pshat? That the Tana of the first Mishnah did not bring down the sheet of Reb Shimon. So to answer this Kasha, the Mugging Gibayim says as follows. Since this Reb Shimon is Chilek on the first Mishnah is only as far as the case of Nasi Shechata V'achar Kach Avar Megdulasai. But as far as Kayim Mashiach Shechata V'achar Kach Avar Meimishuchusai, Reb Shimon agrees that even though the idea took place V'achar Shavar Meimishuchusai, but still one is maybe a par. For that reason, Reb Shimon was not chilek on the first Mishnah, since Reb Shimon does not argue on both cases of the first Mishnah. So again, Reb Tzar Anshberg is Madayik and Rashi, and so to the Mugging Birim, proves Beshitas Rashi that even if we are to say that Reb Shimon is chilek on the Reisha, he's only chilek on the case of Nasi Shavar Megdulasai, not on the case of Kain Shavar Meimishuchusai. Reb Tzar Anshberg goes on to say this, that according to Rashi, Reb Shimon does not argue on the case of Kain Mashiach Shavar Meimishuchusai is because Rashi explains that the case of Kain Mashiach Shavar Meimishuchusai is referring to a case that something happened to the first Kohen Gadol, and they were a mana Kohen Gadol Tachtav. That halach is that once the first Kohen Gadol becomes back Roy Lavida, he is the one who is Eved as a Kohen Gadol. And we are Mavirin Es Hasheni. And as far as such a Kohen Mashuach Shavar, the second Kohen Gadol has Kol Dinei Kuna Gadola. And since such a Kohen Mashiach Shavar is considered like a Kohen Gadol even after he was Avar, for that reason, even according to Reb Shimon, even though the idea took place V'achar Shavar Meimishuchusai, but still, he is maybe a par. As Reb Tzar Anshberg explains, Abemes Adai Mashiachu, V'chodin Kuhuna Gedolola V'kach Pershu Pogted Reb Shimon Ra'akanasi. Reb Tzar Anshberg goes on to bring that the Rambam on the other end of Pirush Mishnais explains the case of Kohen Mashiach Shavar with a different Mahalach. And the Rambam explains this, that he was Avar Meimishuchusai is either because of a mum or because of Zikna. And that is a case that our Mishnah is referring to. Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg goes on to say that according to the Rambam, since he was Avar because of a mum or because of Zikna, he is no longer considered a Kohen Gadol. And this that he is maybe par, even though he is no longer considered a Kohen Gadol, is Xeris HaKosov, that since once he was a Kohen Gadol, that itself is enough for us to say that even though now he is a regular head yet, but still he is maybe a par. The Regever goes on to say that according to the sheet of the Rambam, Reb Shimon, who argues in the Mishnah on the Afyonim and Alef, who argue not only as far as the case of a Nasi Shachata V'achakach Avar Migdulasi, but rather Reb Shimon will argue on the case of Kohen Mashiach Shachata V'achakach Avar Meimishuchusai as well, since now he is a regular Hedyet. For that reason, according to Reb Shimon, we will say that if it was Neida V'achar Sha'avar Meimishuchusai, he will be Potter. And for that reason, the Hergever goes on to say that the Makar of the Rambam to explain that he was Avar Meimishuchusai because of Mum or because of Zikna. And the Rambam does not explain like Rashi that he was Avar Meimishuchusai, since the first Kohen Gadol came back is based on this that we find in the Yerushalmi, that from the Yerushalmi it is mashma, that Rav Shimon argues on both cases of the Mishnah. And Rav Shimon does not only argue on the case of Nasi Shachata V'achakach Aver Migdulasi, but rather Rav Shimon argues on the case of Koyim Mashiach Shachata V'achakach Aver Mimishichuse as well. And this Rav Shimon argues on the first case as well, is only fair to say that he was Aver because of Mom or because of Zikna. Had he just been Aver because of the fact that the first Kohen Gadol came back, then the Kohen Gadol who is Aver Mimishichuse is still considered a regular Kohen Gadol, and Rav Shimon will not argue on that case. From the Regev, one sees that there are two Mahalchim with which one can explain Pshat and Halacha of Mashiach Shaver Mimishichuse V'achaka Chata, that still he is maybe a par. Either one can explain Pshat in this, and Mashiach Shaver Mimishichuse V'achaka Chata, that still is maybe a par by saying that he is still considered a Kohen Gadol. Or one can explain Pshat in this, that even though he was Chata V'achar Shaver Mimishichuse, but still he is maybe a par, is not because he is still considered a Kohen Gadol, but rather the Halacha is based on this, that he was a Kohen Gadol before, and since he was a Kohen Gadol before, that itself is enough of a reason that we will say that even though now he is considered a regular Hedyip, but still he is maybe a par. From Rabbi Tzvi Anshberg, one sees another tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Tzvi Anshberg understands that even though the Halacha is a Kohen Sha'avar Mimishichuse V'achka Chata, even though he is now considered a Hedyip, but still he is maybe a par, but still Rabbi Shimon will argue on the reish of the Mishnah, Koyin Mashiach Shachata V'achakach Aver Memishichusai. And according to Rav Shimon, if was Noida La'achar Sha'aver Memishichusai, he will be Potter. And even though as far as his din to him may be a par, he has a din to him may be a par, whether he was Chata, Koydim Sha'aver Memishichusai, or he was Chata La'achar Sha'aver Memishichusai, but still the Lach will be, then Noida La'achar Sha'aver Memishichusai will be Potter. In other words, Rabbi Sal Ranchberg understands that this, that according to Rav Shimon, one needs chata v'yidia, one needs chata v'yidia in the same matziv. And if chata v'yidia are not in the same matziv, then according to Rav Shimon, one is potter. On the other hand, in the Mefarshim, we find that the Mefarshim argue on this chiddush, and the Mefarshim understand that as far as chiyuv, we will say that they have the same chiyuv, that itself is enough to be considered that one has chatasei v'idiasei. And for that reason, the Mefarshim say that even if we are to say that a Kohen Gadol Sha'aver Mimishichusei is no longer considered a Kohen Gadol, but rather he is considered a Hedyit, but still, according to Rav Shimon, the Kohen Gadol will be chayev to maybe a par, even if it was neidoi la'achar Sha'aver Mimishichusei, since the halacha is that a Kohen Sha'aver Mimishichusei v'achka chata is still chayev a par. Now, as far as this, when we mention, the Rashi explains, the Rav Shimon argues on the case of Nasi Shachata V'achakach Aver Migdulasei. In the Yerushalmi, we find a Machoikes Amiroyim, and the Yerushalmi brings down two Mahalchim as far as how to explain this. Rav Shimon says, the Noida V'achar Shenismanu Ar Peturim. The Yerushalmi first brings down the Mahalch of Chavraya, the Chavraya Amrin time of the Rav Shimon Mishum Shagdua Mechaperes. And therefore with this, that he was Oilu Agdua, he was Neskaper. And it is because he was Neskaper with this, that he was Oilu Agdua, that we say, that Noida Lohem La'achar Shnesmanu Pturim. That is the first Pshat that the Yerushalmi brings down as far as how to explain Pshat and Rav Shimon. The Yerushalmi then goes on to bring the Mahalach of Rabbi Isi. Rabbi Isi says Pshat and Rav Shimon is because Ein Chatas Hevidiyasi Shavin. The Yerushalmi goes on to say, what is the nafkamina between these two Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat and Rav Shimon? The Yerushalmi says, Reisha de Perka Kohen Mashiach Shachata V'achakach Aver Memishichusei V'chei Nasi Shachata V'achakach Aver Megdulasei Kohen Mashiach Mevi Parva Nasi Mevi Soer. Which means to say that according to the Mahalach of Chavraya, who explained Pshat and Rav Shimon Mishum Shagdul Mechaperes, and Rav Shimon does not argue on the Reisha. And Rav Shimon will agree that by Nasi Shachata V'achach Aver Migdulasei, but still the Halacha will be that Nasi is maybe Soer, since one does not have a Gedua which is Mechaper. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of Rabbi Isi, who says that according to Rav Shimon, one needs Chatasei V'diyasei Shavin, for that reason Rav Shimon will argue on the Reisha as well, and according to Rav Shimon, at least as far as the case of Nasi Shachata Va'achach Aver Megdulase, the Nasi will be Potzer. Well, one has to understand, according to the Mahalach of Chavraya, who explained Pshat and Reb Shimon, that this Reb Shimon says one is Potzer, is based on this, that Gdula is Mechaperes. If so, we should say that even if it was Neida Kedem Shinesmanu, but still we should be Potzer, since Gdula is Mechaperes. So to answer this kasha, one has to say the following yesod as we find in the Ridvaz in Yerushalmi and Shabbos. That the Ridvaz explains that every chiyuv chatas is made up of two components. First of all, there is a chiyuv kapara, that because of the avera that he did, he needs a kapara for the avera that he did. But then there is a chayvas karbin. And for that reason, the Ridvaz explains pshat in this that we find that the Yerushalmi brings down from the Tesefta Menaches. That the Tesefta Menaches says the following halacha: Hashechet chatasei b'shabes kiper umevi acheres. In other words, even though as far as kapara is concerned, he had a kapara with a chatas that he brought on Shabbos, but still he's mechuyev to makriv a chatas. And as Ridva says, af al pida chatas hasheni ein eibo lechapro yichbason. Since he's a chivas gavra de mechuyev lehavi korbin, is oimed b'mekaymai. And so too we will say, that if it was noida, kaidem shenesmana, that with his idea, he was neskayev a choyvas korban, even though, with this that he was olo l'gdula, he was neskaper, but still, the choyvas korban remains. Only by way noida, that he was not yet neskayev a choyvas korban, do we say, that since he was neskaper, kaidem shenoida, and he was neskaper before he was neskayev a choyvas korban, it is nachal on him a chivas korban, and he is potzer. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara says, "Mino hani mili the Tanu Rabbanon emakayin emashiach echetah prat lekoidmais." And so to our Gemara brings down by Nasi that Tanya nami gabi Nasi ki agavna shenasi echetah prat lekoidmais. Now, as far as how to explain this, how he's a drasha prat lekoidmais, we find that the Chaznish explains this only the drasha prat l'kodmos is referring to a case that he found out they did the avera la'achar shenimshach u'la'achar shenismana liyos nasi. But if he was chayte and it was neither like kodim shenimshach u'kodim shenismana liyos nasi, then it is pasha that he is chayiv kehedyit. And there is no tzad that a Kohen Gadol in such a case will bring a par, and a Nasi in such a case will bring a Sawyer. In the Rosh, on that final from Alf, we find that the Rosh says, that Afagav the Chata, Achoy Nesmanev, Nesmanev, and Neidawai, Way Ozor, Reb Shimon Basi Yudia, Vahavi Sawyer, Afagav the Waker, Krolem Yute, El Mesvaro, Hu de Isai Hachi. In other words, the Rosh explains this that according to Reb Shimon, we do not go after Shas Yudia, in order for us to say, that he should be chayiv, a chayiv korban, at the time of Yedia, is misfara. Ochayon has done the same shat on the Rosh. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara is a drasha prata kaidmais, and therefore, Ochayon the makar of Shimon is from the drasha prata kaidmais. And from this drasha, we corn out that we do not go after Shas Yedia. So from the Rosh, Ochayon one sees, not like the Chazanish. And the Rosh understands that the drasha prat l'kodmos is referring to a case that the idea was kodem shenimshach v'kodem shenismana. And the drasha prat l'kodmos is coming to mechadesh that even though it was neida kodem shenimshach v'kodem shenismana, but still there is a havamina that a kohen gadol shemuchuyev to bring a par and a nasi shemuchuyev to bring a sayer, since now at the time of Avas Korban he is a kohen gadol and a nasi. And for that reason, when he's a drasha prat l'kodmos mechadesh, that even though right now at the time of Avas Korban he happens to be a kohen gadol or a nasi, but still he is maybe a korban hedyet. But there is no makor, which is discussing a case that it was neidoi la'achar shenimshach la'achar shenismana. And the makor for la'achar shenimshach la'achar shenismana is only misvara. Now to explain pshat in this, someone sees in the Rosh that the Rosh understands that when he's a pasuk of prat l'kodmos mechadesh, even though it was neidoi kodem shenimshach kodem shenismana, Ochayon has to say, as we find In the Sefer Chidushim Ubiurim, that the Sefer Chidushim Ubiurim explains Pshat and the Havmina as follows. That the Havmina to Mechayev al Akoidmais is because he would have explained that the Din Par by Kri Mashiach and the Din Sora by Nasi is not dependent upon the Chet, but rather it is Alacha as far as what type of carbon is one Mechayev. A Kri Mashiach is Chayev. A par, on the other end, Nasi is Mechuyev Esayer. And therefore, he would have said that even though it was Neida, Kaidim, Shanim Shachu, Kaidim, Shanismane, but still Kain, Mashiach, being a par, and Nasi, being a Sayer, since that is a type of carbon that they are Mechuyev to bring. And therefore, it is similar to a case of Ani Vehesher, who brings a carbon Asher. So to over here, a kain who is chayv a carbon chatas nimshach, he is kengado tzorech avi parvachim and nasi yavi soyer. That is how the Chidushim of Birim explains pshat and the havimina, that a kain mashiach shbring a parn and nasi shbring a soyer al hakaidmais. And so to over here is mukhrach bedivrei harosh. According to this malcho come out, that the havimina that a kain mashiach shbring a par is even referring to a case he was chayte b'shigigas maisa, and even in such a case that there was no helam dover, they usually kaim mashiach is not chayiv to bring a carbon. But still, we will say that since at the time of the chet he was a hedyet and he was in chayiv a chatos, for that reason he should be chayiv to bring a par, even though all one had was shigigas maisa. On the other hand, in the Ravid and Teres Kainim, we find that the Ravid and Teres Kainim explains that according to the havmina, that a kohen mashiach will be chayit bring a power al kaidmais, this that there is a tzad, that he is chayit bring a power al kaidmais is only if there was a shigas maisa behalem dover. If all one had was a shigas maisa, then it is pashit that a kohen mashiach will not be chayit bring a power, since the chiv of a kohen mashiach bring a power is only for halem dover im shigas maisa. As the Raiva goes on to say, Shem Chata Boi Hira, Hayafino Kamon, Wa Ashma Saam, Hare Mashiach Katibor, Matibor Nimevi, Elabahum Dover Mashigas Maisa, Ala Karchach Shahira Vasa. In the Gemara in Ksuvas Nafam He, we find that the Gemara says as follows, By Naira Meirasa Shezinso Bagra, this Amimisim Eisa Veskila is only according to Rabbanon Hugo Basar Shas Hachet, and since Beshas Hachet, the Avira is Mechayev Skila, for that reason, she is Chayev Skila. On the other hand, according to Reb Shimon, we do not go after Shas Achet, for that reason, there is a Chiv Chenek, since right now, that she is a Begeres, her din is Chiv Chenek. The Gemara is Deicha by saying, that even according to Reb Shimon, Oisagi, B'Shas, Hidil Ochoro, Tzrichim, Gam, Shas Chet. In the Rashash, we find that the Rashash in Ksuvas asks the following Kasha. This, according to Reb Shimon, we do not go after Shas Yediyah, is only exerts a cost of a Prato Kaidmais. And therefore, B'chol Terekua Lalacha Shavi, that we go after Shas Yediyah L'chudei. From the Rashash, one sees that the Rashash is not going like the Rosh that we mentioned before, but rather the Rashash understands that the Pasuk, which is in Ma'ir Kaidmais, is referring to a case that the Yediyah was La'achar Shenimshach U'la'achar Shenismana Nasi. And for that reason, Rashash asks, that how can the Gemara prove from Shimon that we do not go after Shas Yediyah L'chudei, if this, that we do not go after Shas Yediyah L'chudei, is Gzeres HaKosav, and therefore one can say that the Gzeres HaKosav is only Gzeres HaKosav as far as Korban is concerned. In the Ritva in Ksuvos we find that the Ritva asks the following Kasha, that what is Pshat in the Gemara Shakar Atari in Ksuvos, if Reb Shimon is also Basa Yediyah L'chudei, or Reb Shimon is not also Basa Yediyah L'chudei, the Ritva asks, Havade Percha Rabahi, Vehichi Sakadai Tachoymer the Reb Shimon de Omer Kishila, that you go after Shas Yediyah L'chudei, if in Reb Shimon clearly sees, we do not go after Shas Yediyah L'chudei, since had we gone after Shas Yediyah L'chudei, then the Halacha should be that a Kohen Mashiach is maybe Paran and Nasi is maybe Sawyer. The Torah answers the Kasha by saying as follows, V'yeshoymer di yusavar de maidoi laisi korban ki ashik zeir sakasov de be'inan asher nasi echta v'makoyin ha Mashiach echeta, which are the drashas that our Gemara brings down to you in Mayed Kaidmais. V'hash ta parchinon tim isa de kwawahu d'ishtani dina ishtani chiyuva v'dainu ki hashta Hachinam yazinam basyodiyah de hashta havonu medaine kiyo chata hashta vikarina be'ashen nasi yacheta. In other words, Ritva, in his Teretz answers, the pshat and the shakwa v'tariya of the Gemara. And this, I think, more that's sad. The Reb Shilo says you go after hashtas going v'shitas Reb Shimon is because this Reb Shimon says we do not go after shas yediyas exerts a kosev a prata kaidmais. And this exerts a kosev only applies to carbon and does not apply to kol terkua like the kasha of the rashash. This, I think, more exuvus goes on to say the Reb Shilo cannot be going v'shitas Reb Shimon. Since had Reb Shilo been going v'shitas Reb Shimon, then the halacha should be that Kohen Mashiach is maybe par and nasi is maybe soer, is because the Gemara means to say that if we are to say like Reb Shila, and we will say Ishtani Dina, Ishtani Ktola, the say to Reb Shila is because we consider as if the Chet took place now, and the Chet took place after the Ishtanos. And therefore the halacha should be that Kohen Mashiach is maybe par and nasi is maybe soer, since his Karinim Bey Asher Nasi Yacheta. And it is Karina Bey Imakain Hamashiach Yacheta. In Tesis and Ksuvas we find that Tesis and Ksuvas asks the following Kasha, what is Pshat in the Dichoy of the Gemara? That the Gemara in Ksuvas says, Emer de Shaminu Le Reb Shimon Dazo Af Bas Yudia. Dazo Bas Yudia Le Azo Bas Echata Mishamesle. Im Kein Laisi Karvin Kiashta Mashuach Parvin Nasi Sawyer. Tesis asks, Taymor Ashba, the Mikom Mokam, I see Shaper, Mid Reb Shimon, the Taydain Bechenek or Choa Paches, Kivan the Bechata Machai Veskiwa, Ubegeris Machai Veschenek. For that reason, the Chiv is a Chiv Chenek, Midi, the Havan Echnokim, Shinesarbum, and Eskom, Kivan Shaina Yachwa Kaim Be Mitzvah Skiwa. Voidomi or Corbin, Kivan the Yoda, High Corbin, or Asuye Potter, Doi Shaychumemed Yavi Corbin Cotton Shebahem, that he will yavi gadol yiskaper imhu chayv katan v'nimtza shemevi chuan wazara. From the kash of the Rashba, one sees that the Rashba explains this that according to Reb Shimon, one is potter from bringing a carbon, is not because we say that since there was a hishtanos between the chet and the idea, for that reason one is potter, but rather the reason why one is potter is because one does not have any eitza. The chet is mechayv one carbon, and the idea is mechayev a different korban. And for that reason, since the chet and the idea are mechayev two separate korbanos, for that reason one is potter. As Taisa says, kivan lo yoda hai korban asuye potter. And for that reason, Taisa asks, that as far as the naira meirasa shezin seven espagra, the naira meirasa shezin espagra should be chayev eschenek, since even niskolim could be Nischayev Chenek, as we find that by Nisarvu Nechnokim B'Niskolim, the halach is that they are Nischayev Chenek, since Chenek is a Misakala relative to Skila. So again, Tesis explains Pshat and Reb Shimon, that this Reb Shimon says that by Neidah La'achar Shenesmane that he is Potzer is because there are two different Chiyuvim. The Chet is Mechayev, a Chiyuv Shel Hadyit. On the other end, the idea, which is also a chilek of the mechayev, is mechayev esor, and for that reason he is potter, since he cannot bring either one carbon. Since both the chet and the idea are necessary in order to be chayev a carbon, for that reason if each one is mechayev a different carbon, he is potter, since he cannot bring either carbon. In Rashi and Ksuvas, on the other end, we find that Rashi explains Pshat and Reb Shimon with a different mahalach. And Rashi explains Pshat and Reb Shimon by saying that this Reb Shimon says your potter is because Reb Shimon holds that one needs the chet v'yediyah v'chad gufa, and one needs that both the chet and the yediyah take place in the same guf. And if the chet and yediyah do not take place in the same guf, then one is potter. And for that reason, Rashi explains Pshat and Gemara and Ksuvas as follows. That since according to Reb Shimon one needs that the chet v'yediyah have to take place in the chad guf, for that reason so too according to Reb Shimon it should come out that by naira mayuasa shezinsa v'achar kach nisbagra, one does not have the chet and the gemar din v'chad gufa, and for that reason the isha should be ptura. Look here the basis of the machlokes that we mentioned before b'shem the mefarshim and the Hirigever, that the Hirigever understands that even though Kohen Mashiach Sha'aver Mimshichuse V'chata is Chai V'par, but still, if the Chet took place Kohen Sha'aver Mimshichuse, and the idea was La'achar Sha'aver Mimshichuse, that the Hirigever understands that according to Reb Shimon, one tree potter, on the other end, the other Mepharshim argue, and the other Mepharshim explain, that still he will be chayev to bring a par. Even if a kohen mashiach shavar mimshichuse is considered a hedyot, can be explained based on these two tzadim. If we are to understand pshat in Reb Shimon, that this Reb Shimon says you are potter, is because the chet and yedi are mechayev two separate karbonis. In the case of a kohen mashiach shavar mimshichuse, both the chet and the yedi are mechayev the same exact carbon. And for that reason, the Mepharshim explained that according to Reb Shimon, one will be chayev a par. This, Reb Tzvi Ansberg argues, is because Reb Tzvi Ansberg explains like the Shita of Rashi, that pshat in Reb Shimon is because one needs the chet v'yedia v'chad gufa. And since one needs the chet v'yedia v'chad gufa, over here the chet v'yedia are not v'chad gufa since the chet took place. Kodem shavar memeshichusei, on the other hand, the yedia took place la'achar shavar memeshichusei, at which point he is considered like a hedyot. Now as far as how to explain pshat machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, that according to Reb Shimon, he is potter. On the other hand, according to Rabbanon, we go after shas achet. And therefore we say that even though it was neida la'achar shnismana, but still he is chayiv kehedyot. L'chayr one can explain pshat machlokes, that the machlokes is, as far as how to understand this, that one needs a yediya for a karban chatas. Do we say this, that one needs a yediya for a karban chatas? Is because one needs a yediya in order to be chayev a karban chatas, and only with the yediya do we say that one is chayev a karban chatas, or do we say that this, that one needs a yediya, is not in order to be chayev a karban chatas, but rather, as far as the chiyuv karban chatas is concerned, all one needs is the actual chet. This that one needs yediyah is only halacha as far as the actual karban chatas is concerned. That in order to be considered a karban chatas, one needs yediyah. These two tzadim are the basis of the machlokes that we find between the Magen Avraham and the Marashal and our chayim in Siman Aleph. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain pshat machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon as follows. This, according to Reb Shimon, we say that if the idea was la'achar shnismana, he is potter, is because Reb Shimon understands that this that one needs the idea is halacha in the chiyuv of a karban chatos, and for the reason Reb Shimon says that one needs both the chata and the idea should be shavin. If the chata and the idea are not shavin, then one is potter. This, Rabbanon argue, is because Rabbanon understand that halacha v'yedia is not halacha as far as a chiyuv of a karban chatos, but rather, it is only halacha in the karban. And the mechayiv of the chatos is only the chet, and for that reason we only look at the shas achet, and the shas ha'yedia does not make any difference whatsoever. That is a chaya, how one can explain pshat the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon. But from this that we find in the Gemara in Ksuvah, so we mentioned before, that the Gemara in Ksuvah says that just like there is a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, as far as a chiyuv karban is concerned, so to Reb Shimon and Rabbanon will argue, by naya mayosa shezinsa ve'achar kach nisbagra, if she is chayev eskila keshas hachet or not, v'chayev from there one sees that everyone agrees that the sibas hachiyuv of a chatos is the chet, and one needs the idea in order to be chayev befoil. And the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon is the machlokes we go after the sibas achiyev, which is the chet, or do we go after whatever is mechayev befoil, which is the idea? And according to Reb Shimon, as the Gemara says, we do not go after the idea, even though the idea is mechayev befoil, but rather one needs chata the idea shavin. And for that reason, the Gemara compares the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, that so too there is a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, by naya mayosa shezinsa va'achar kach nisbagra, that the sibas achiyuv is his nos ba'oida arusa, and the mechayev befoil is the Gemara Din that took place La'achar Shenis Bagra. That is a Chira, what one sees from the Gemara in Ksuvis. Now let us go on to the next Sugya. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following Drasha Tanu Rabbanan. Asher Nasi Yecheta Prato Chila. On this our Gemara asks, Mishem Dehavu Chila Id Chila Menis Yusei. Amr Avivdimi Barachamar Prato Nasi Shenitz Tareya. Shenema Veinaga Shemes HaMelech Vayimitzira Ad Yemuse Vayishiv Beveis HaChofshis. Which Rashi explains to me, the Nasa Chofshim and Amalchus Gehed Yetami. Ve'enoi mevi soyer. Rashi goes on to say, Uduwei krebisi damer le'alba perek hirek ha'imashiach mishaboi de'anias v'haynetz tareya v'iboi de'anias t'gaza didei mi'a isei. In the Mepharshim we find that the Mepharshim asks the following t'miyah on Rashi. What is pshat in this? Rashi says, Uduwei krebisi damer le'al mishaboi de'anias haynetz tareya v'iboi de'anias t'gaza didei mi'a isei. V'chei our Gemara is discussing an entirely different halacha. The drush of our Gemara is mechadish that a nasi shnitz tareya is nachay v'soyer. Since a nasi shnitz tareya is nasa chav shimon amalchus for that reason, he is not mevi a soyer. On the other hand, the Gemara before in the Aftesim and Aleph is discussing if a nasi shnitz tareya is mechuy v'karban oyla v'yurid or not. On that, the Gemara says that since gaza didei mi'a isei for that reason, he is not boi de anios, and since he is not boi de anios for that reason, he is not chai ve korban oyla v'yoyud. This is a kasha that the Teserosh and the Be'er Sheva ask on Rashi. So to answer this kasha and to explain pshat in Rashi, Ochir, one has to say, based on this, that we find in the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish explains. This Rabbi Saglili says that a nasi shnitz tareya is nachay v'karban oyla v'yurid, since gaza didei mi'a isei is only because we say that even at the time that he is a metzira, there is a chiyuv gadlai, and there is alacha of a masi alacha even la'achar shenitz tareya. And based on this, that there is alacha of a masi alacha even la'achar shenitz tareya, for that reason we say gaza didei mi'a isei. If not for this, that there is a chiyuv gadlai la'achar shenitz tareya, we would not say gaza didei mi'a isei, but rather he will be considered like a regular asher who is boi de'anias, like we find in the Tosfos HaRosh before in Daf Tes Amud Aleph b'shem the Ramah. And for that reason Rashi in our sugya says that if we are to say na'ase chavshi min hamalchus, then he does not have a teras melech whatsoever at the time that he is nitzdareya. And if he does not have a teras melech whatsoever at the time that he is nitzdareya, then we will no longer be able to say gaza didei mi'a isei. From this, Rabbi Saglili says that the reason why nasi shnitzdareya does not bring a carbon oyla v'yurid is because gaza didei mi'a isei. And Rabbi Saglili did not say that the reason why nasi shnitzdareya does not bring a carbon oyla v'yurid is because he is considered a full-fledged melech. From here one sees that even according to Rabbi Saglili, who understands that in Nasi Shnitzdareya there still is a chiyuv gadlai, but there is something missing in the malchus of a Nasi Shnitzdareya. Now to explain what is missing in the malchus of a Nasi Shnitzdareya, here one has to say as follows, that every melech is made up of two components. First of all, there is a teyas melech that is chal on him with this, that he was nimshach l'malchus. And then there is an esios of malchus. And it is possible to be a melech without an esios shel malchus. And so too one can have an esios shel malchus without being a melech. And therefore one can say that by nasi shnitzdareya, even according to Rishei Aglili, one does not have the esios shel malchus, but rather all one has is a teyas melech that was chal with the Meshicha. And the Chiyuv HaGadlai is a Chiyuv HaGadlai, someone who has a Teyas Melech. But since he is missing in the Nasiyah Shal Malchus, for the reason B'Yisrael Aglili explains that the only reason why Nasi Shnitzareya does not bring a carbon oil of Yerid is only because he is not Boi De'anios, since Gaza Didei Mi'a Isei, based on this, that there is a Chiyuv HaGadlai. This how we mention Meshem the Chazon Ish, that even la'achar shenitz dareya, but still he has a teres melech, and there is a chiyuv legadlei ulechabdai. So too we find nechazen yecheskel in the Tosefta in Shavuos Perek Aleph Chedaled, and in Rabbi Chanan Kivetz Ares, Ois Chafei, in the Nativ in Hemek Sheila Sholtalamid. And so too in the Mirmi Sada we find that the Nativ goes a step further. And the Nativ says that even though our Gemara says that a Nasi Shnitz Tareh is Nasa Chav Shimon HaMitzvahs, that does not mean that there is anything missing as far as being considered a melech, but rather this, he is nasa chav shimon ha-malchus, is only as far as this, that he is batel me'avidase me'ol ha-tzibor, and he is chavshi from the avdos of the ol ha-tzibor. But as far as everything else is concerned, there is nothing missing in this, that he was nitzdareya. So again, the Chaznish explains pshat, and this Rabbi Saglili says, that kaza dide me'isei, the Beisa Gwili is based on this, that even la'achar shnitz tareya, but still there is halacha to be megadol him. And there is halacha that he should be gadol mi shalachav. In the Chazon Yecheskel in Rabbi Chanan, we find that the Chazon Yecheskel in Rabbi Chanan explain that even after the drasha of Nasa Chav Shimon HaMalchus, and for that reason a Nasi shnitz tareya does not bring a sawyer, but still, the Teyas Melech remains, and still he doesn't bring a sawyer. According to the Chazon Yecheskel, in a Bochanan or Chayasotu will come out, if one has a Nasi Sha'avar Migdulase, but still he has a Teyas Melech. And this that we learned before, that a Nasi who was Chayti La'achar Sha'avar Migdulase brings a carbon kedyet, is not because La'achar Sha'avar Migdulase, he no longer has a Teyas Melech, but rather, as long as he does not have this sorrow of Malchus, that itself is enough for us to say that he is not maybe a sawyer. The halacha of sorrow is dependent upon the sorrow of Malchus. And therefore, when the Gemara compares, Anasi was chayti la'achar sha'avar migdulasei, to Kohen Mashiach was chayti la'achar sha'avar meimishuchusei, the comparison of the Gemara is this, that both a Nasi Sha'avar Migdulasei and a Kohen Mashiach Sha'avar Memishuchasei lost their Sra'ra. But as far as the Teres Kohen Gadol and the Teres Melech, both the Teres Kohen Gadol and the Teres Melech remain even La'achar Sha'avar Memishuchasei and La'achar Sha'avar Migdulasei, which is not like the Tereyavin that we mentioned before in the beginning of our Shir. That is okay, what comes out from the Chazon Yecheskel and from Rabbi Chanan in Kivetz Ha'aretz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maror Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf and shas, including Maror Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.